Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Every day, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, I stream live. To begin with today, I'm going to, a couple of days ago, I'm going to turn around and grab something. Hold on just a sec. All right. I'm trying to get away from or do other programs on synthetic creatures that are now synthetic parasites in people, mankind. I want to get to that. I want to get to Donald Trump. His political career is coming to an end. Continuity of government. I do have to talk, I need to talk about the new front in the war in the Middle East with Israel and the jihadist terrorists in Hamas and in the region. Israel is now going to war in Lebanon. Just in the last 2 days, Israel has a new front. Hamas, there were 4 battalions that were hiding in Rafah, southern Gaza. Two of the 4 battalions have been disappeared. They no longer exist. Israel has 2 battalions left, and then Israel will have the Gaza Strip. Hezbollah has been shelling rockets from the north, coming and you might say just ceaseless attacks on northern Israel, coming out of southern Lebanon. Israel has just decided we have a new front. We're not going to trade tit for tat any longer. We are going into Lebanon. We are going to take the terrorist threat away. But I'm going to go back to where I began a couple of days ago. This is extremely important. Lou Dobbs, Senate Armed Services Committee proposes mandatory draft registration for women in fiscal year 2025. In celebration of Women's Veterans Day, June 12, 2020, 3rd Special Forces Group Airborne paid tribute to female soldiers, past and present, who have supported the group's mission. Under the latest National Defense Authorization Act, not only will men age 18 to 26 be automatically registered for selective service, but an amendment also proposes mandatory draft registration for women. The version of Fiscal Year 2025 National Defense Authorization Act passed by the House Representatives in District is distinct from the version advanced by the Senate Armed Service Committee. In May, Fiscal Year 25 NDAA received strong bipartisan support as it was approved by the House Armed Services Committee. The vote was overwhelmingly in favor, passing 57-1. So, what is it that these individuals in Washington know? What is it they see about the near future that we don't? It was introduced by Chrissy Houlihan, Democrat, Pennsylvania, a former Air Force officer, was endorsed by the HASC, which is the, what does that mean? The House Service Committee. I'll find it. I just read it. The automatic draft registration system will replace the existing system from 1980, which allows men the freedom to decide whether or not to sign up for the draft. New legislation, again by Chrissy Houlihan and Chair Mike Rogers, Republican, Alabama. It states, automatic registration, Military Selective Service Act 50, U.S.C. 3801, is amended by striking Section 350 U.S.C. 3802 and inserting the following new Section 3. Section 3, except as otherwise provided in this title, every male citizen of the United States and every other male person residing in the United States between the ages of 18 and 26 shall be automatically registered under this act by the director of the Selective Service System. Point 2. This section shall not apply to any alien. Shall not apply to any alien lawfully admitted to the United States as a non-immigrant under Section 101A15 of the Immigration and Nationality Nationality Act for as long as he continues to maintain a lawful non-immigrant status in the United States. Our American children are once again eligible to fight foreign wars. This is coming. This is not something that we hope or we would desire to just disappear, go away. No. This is coming. The present truth, Nick Rodriguez.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory, the people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, I'm streamed on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program, and again, I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Podcasts are also on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Also on the radio station, 1360 KHNC. com. The first hour is aired on radio on AM 1360 in the evening, 6 to 7 p.m. Podcasts on both sites. The bill was approved in the House with a vote of 217 to 199. Among these votes, 211 Republicans supported the measure. For you voters who are Republicans, you don't realize that there is a uniparty. Republican, Democrat, no difference between the two parties. No difference. This uniparty is not beholden to the voters. It is beholden to the powers behind the curtain, the deep state, the shadow government. They, in unison, the uniparty, have decided that we, or they, are going to begin new campaigns of war internationally. For these wars, we're going to use more of our budget for weapons. And they need more bodies for war. The American people are very slow to two things. Wake up, number one, and they are not able to see change. When things are changing, they're not able to adapt. There is a spell over the minds of the American people. It is in the Bible. Christ, through his prophet Isaiah, stated that especially in the last 50 years, as America would begin its march for world hegemony, and especially in the decades before Christ's return, there would be a spell. There would be a spell over the minds of the people in a great nation, in a great empire. That's America. Isaiah 25. We have been conditioned to basically accept directives from the government, not only the government, but from other agencies like the World Health Organization, the UN. I'm going to read a press release. Also, according to the proposal, let me back up just a little bit. On the Senate side, the Senate Armed Services Committee advanced the NDAA with a 22-3 vote. U.S. Senators Jack Reed, Democrat, Rhode Island, Roger Wicker, Republican, Massachusetts, issued statements highlighting the bipartisan, the uniparty nature of the bill. Despite Reed's own vote against it due to concerns over budget caps and potential harm to military funding. According to the proposal, amends the Military Selective Service Act to require the registration of women for selective service. America is going to war. What happened in the years preceding the Vietnam War? Parents, mothers, and fathers were concerned. Should we continue operations in Vietnam, American children would end up in a foreign country. It's the same today. Presently, right now, we, this country, the uniparty, the people who are put in office by the voters but are not subject to what we desire, what we want, the voter wants. U.S. Senator Jack Reed, Democrat of Rhode Island, Wicker, Michigan, ranking members of the Armed Service Committee, announced a committee vote 22-3 to advance the National Defense Authorization Act. Reed commented, "I'm glad that this year's NDAA makes important progress in a number of areas, including a well-deserved pay raise for military service members, powerful new security initiatives in the Indo-Pacific, and significant support for technologies like counter-drone defense and AI. However, I regret that I needed to vote against the passage of this bill because it includes funding increase and cannot be appropriated without breaking lawful spending caps and causing unintended harm to our military. I appreciate the need for greater defense spending. Passing the NDAA takes bipartisanship. This means you don't win anything. I'm grateful that my colleagues share the common agreement that getting this bill to the Senate floor and ultimately the president's desk is our paramount responsibility. And I know, like I had mentioned in a previous program, and fortunately our equipment now is dialed in. The only problems we will have would be board operator or board problems with the board operator, meaning me. And I don't plan to have, I don't plan to make any mistakes. So the channels that need to be on, sliders that need to be up, the channels that need to be off are going to be either off or on, sliders where they need to be. The National Defense Authorization Act initiates mandatory selective service registration for American women, putting in place the mechanism for a mandatory military draft of those women. This is mentioned alongside other highlights in the United States Senate Committee on Armed Services executive summary document posted by the U.S. Senate. The news comes on the heels of the U.S. House Armed Services Committee just approving an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act that automatically registers all American males within the draft age window, 19 to 26, for the selective service system. This means all American males of draft age can be involuntarily drafted into war. Involuntarily drafted into war. This is huge. The present election cycle that we are in, everyone is saying this is the most important election cycle ever. Well, the last election cycle was the most important ever, and the one before that. This one is, I feel, in my view, reading what the Bible says about America and in the decade before Christ returns, this is, in my view, you don't have to believe me, I'm not asking you to, you can protest. This is the last election cycle for president in this country. The individual who is going to be, who will be the ruler, leader of this nation, will be the final president of this country. I'm coming from a position of what the Bible says. Donald Trump is about to, his political career is coming to an end. There are forces in this government that will not allow him to win. He may win. Let's say that, hypothetically, Donald Trump destroys Joe Biden in this election. Let's say it is unanimous. And let's say that voter fraud is eliminated. Every illegal that has come into the country that is going to pass a vote for Biden, still, let's say they cannot swing the election in favor of the Democrats. I say Donald Trump will not take office again. Let's see, this is June, okay, July, August, September, October, 5 months. We're going to see a shift. And in this next 5 months, I don't know if we're going to have a black swan, some type of a swan event. I don't know if we are going to publicly announce war with Russia. We are at war with Russia. We are at war with China. It's an undeclared war. But we are at war with these two nations. Should we declare war, then that changes the elections. It will change everything. for the sake of national security. And this is the go-to. This is the go-to, you know, you always have the ace in the hole. This is the ace in the hole for these people that rule this country, that give direction to the Uniparty. Republicans, Democrats, no difference. They're all criminals. The ace in the hole is national security. For the sake of national security, we must send to suspend the election. For the sake of national security, Congress is going to pick an individual that can protect America from enemies, foreign and domestic. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back in a few minutes.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back, opening weekend June 15th and 16th, filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians, comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment, it's fantasy, it's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at KHNC. For more information, visit coloradorenaissance.com.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Don't miss the Tree Farm's Father's Day sale going on now. Take Dad to the Tree Farm and save big on thousands of trees, shrubs, and more that are just right for the Rockies. Choose from a huge selection of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, trees for narrow spaces, windbreaks, privacy screens, and also big savings on shrubs, vines, and berry bushes. Don't miss the Tree Farm's Father's Day sale.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Okay, on Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, I host the Present Truth program here on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. I had 1 hour from 2 to 3 daily. I started actually in September 2001, but I had the opportunity to go to 2 hours, but not on the station, not on the radio. I'd have to go to streaming on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. I decided 2 hours would be better. I can barely get into a rhythm, and then the program ends. So I had to make that decision. I believe it is a good decision. I get 2 hours. I can present things more, perfectly, I guess you can say. I'm not rushed. I'm not watching minutes. So I decided to go to streaming on internet. Again, tell your friends, I'm still broadcasting, but on internet, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Weeknights, Monday through Friday, on the station, 1360 AM, KHNC. I do the first hour of each day from the 11 to noon generally, or I pick the program that I feel might be a little better. I get a choice, either hour one, hour two, and I put the best of the two on at 6 p.m. on 1360 AM radio here in the Johnstown area in the footprint of the station, which is rather large. We do reach Elbert County. We jump over the mountains into Kremling and North Park, Laramie, out west of Laramie, Cheyenne, out west, east, sometimes it's to right to the Nebraska border. Again, every day, 11 to 1, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. With this election season, this is the individual who I believe will be Barack Obama. Now, how the continuity of government agencies, how are they going to, and how is he going to return? I can speculate, but I don't know. I know it will be illegal. I know it will be by force. I don't know if they're going to suspend the election. If Trump does win, he will not take office. Will it be martial law for the sake of national security? They can do anything for national security reasons. So I don't know. Do I honestly believe that it will be Barry Satoru, his Christian name, Barack Obama, his Muslim name? He's not Muslim. He's not Muslim. He's a religion unto himself. You know, people complain about Trump's narcissism compared to Barack Obama. Trump is a child. His narcissism does not come close to the narcissistic personality of Barry Satoru. So this is something that will give you, this is something to consider. With the coming individual that takes the position of leader of this country, I will guarantee you this. that leader will go to war. The war in Ukraine with Russia now, it will jump to a whole new level. The friction that the United States has presently with China, different, it's going to be a different ball game. Then to accompany just the battlefield, you have this matter of a new international world order. This is all of the mainstream media should be talking about the new international order, which is BRICS nations plus / multipolar world countries. And the mainstream media is not talking about this new international order. With that, let me turn around and get a few papers, and I'll explain a little more what I mean. So, here we have Turkey. Turkey has a vision, the nation of Turkey. This is out of the Eastern Herald. What BRICS nations will offer the world? What is it these BRICS nations are going to offer the world? I'll go to a break in just a few minutes, less than a few minutes. But in the meantime, in the near future, the BRICS countries will offer the world a powerful political alternative to the old order. The old order is America's new world order. It is now considered the old order. Turkish analyst Engin Özer stated this according to the news agency. Quote, I'm going to go to a break. I'll continue. The old order. The new world order is now the old order. Rick Rodriguez, the present truth.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Who is a real wizard behind the curtain? Who? We're going to find out. The world is going to find out by the end of this year. The new individual that is going to rule the United States of America. Very, very near. The world is going to be shocked. This country, the people of this country are going to be shocked. Okay, I want to say that the podcasts for the programs are on the, from the time that I began the Present Truth programs, all of the podcasts are archived on 1360khnc.com. The recent podcasts for the Present Truth on the new streaming website, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, you will only get podcasts going back to the 10th of June. So to get the past going back to 2021, September, go to 1360khnc.com, podcast section, The Present Truth. Also, I have the archives on the podcasts for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry radio program, also on 1360khnc.com, as well as along with the other hosts. Because I feel we're in the period of time that Christ alluded to in Matthew 24, a time when there would be wars and rumors of wars. And he, in chapter 24, was very specific about the last decade, the last 10 years before he returns. The prophecies in Matthew chapter 24 are more about the last decade than the last 2,000 years. The people in the last 2,000 years could use those scriptures, but those scriptures are directed at we who are now alive in the last 10 years. Wars and rumors of wars, nation against nation, country against ethnos against ethnos, ethnic conflict. And they're trying to, you know, they're trying to legislate this hate crimes. You cannot eliminate hate crimes. You cannot eliminate hate. It's impossible. Every human being is full of hatred because it's the nature of man. It's something that is in everyone. You don't teach children to steal. You don't teach children to lie. It's nature. You don't teach a dog to scratch its belly. You don't have to teach a dog to dig holes in the backyard. It's nature. With I go back to the coming election. The world will be shocked. And the leaders of the nations, when this individual returns to power, the leaders of the nations that have black hair, their hair is going to turn white. And the leaders that have white hair, their hair is going to turn black. The whole world is going to be stymied by what's going to happen in this coming election. The whole world. We're presently watching the elections throughout Europe and how these elected officials are mainly leaning to the right. They're tired of the control of the New World Order policies. They're tired of being forced to allow people to immigrate to their nations that do not assist their nations. They come in, they cause problems, the governments are sucked, the great sucking sound of their wealth being sucked to take care of these immigrants. There's a great sucking sound in this country too. Your tax dollars being sucked and given to those who are here illegally. I was in a store, and here's a young girl. I know she just came in from who knows where. She didn't speak English, from South America. A backpack. She's dressed well, and she's spending her money looking to buy a brand new phone. I just thought, whoa. Whoa, the Obama phone continues. Free phones for anybody coming into this country that cannot afford them. And I guarantee you, they're not going to take the little pay-as-you-go phone, pay monthly. No, they're going to get the good Samsungs, etc. Okay, I better let you take a rest. Now, going back to this article, which I'll get to when I get back. Again, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, streaming every day, 11 to 1, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house.
Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line. who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Podcasts are on for all the archives of the podcast for the Present Truth, 1360khnc.com. And since I began the programs 11 to 1 on America's Freedom Network.com, podcasts will go back to the 10th of June. So for all podcasts, go to 1360khnc.com. That is the Johnstown radio station, 1360 on the AM dial. I am not looking forward to who is, I believe, going to fill in the vacancy for president. Saturday night, there was a fundraiser for Obama. It was a Freudian slip. There was a fundraiser for Joe, where are you going with the gun in your hand, Hunter Biden. Oh, okay. Well, Joe Biden. And it really wasn't a fundraiser for Biden. It was an appearance of Barack Obama. He is wanting to come out. He wants to show his face. And then Biden doesn't know which direction to go. And Obama grabs him by the hand and gently pulls this little old decrepit man with dementia off stage. And on the way out, what a photo shoot. What a photo op. Obama puts his hand on Joe's back, on his shoulder, kind of like he is a compassionate, caring individual. No, Obama is compassionate only for his own objectives. Don't be deceived. I'm telling you, do not be deceived. He could care less about Joe Biden. He has his eyes set on returning to that position in Washington, D.C. And eventually, he wants to spend more time here in Colorado. He wants to spend a lot of time here in this great mountain in the heart of the country, the high place. For you that understand what I'm saying, he wants to spend time here. But, okay, I am finishing the first hour of today's program. I'll resume in about 6 minutes. And again, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Stream me on that site. And then podcasts are on 1360khnc.com, going back 2.5 years. I'll be back. I'll return in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that